The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Fine Gael are hosting their think-in in Tullamore over the next couple of days in advance of the new Dáil term. The party are set to release, we are told, a large manifesto where a publicly funded early learning and childcare system will be included. The budget will be sort of promoted, discussed. Sean will give us a bit of analysis on that. And of course, the timing for the election is likely to be discussed, although colours are getting very firmly nailed to the mast. John Defoe, political correspondent for News Talk and host of the Let Me Explain podcast, is with us now to provide a bit of insight into the annual event. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Anton.
Sean, does this kind of stuff actually achieve anything?
Well, there's an awful lot of very important thinking going on. I don't like the tone of your cynical question, Anton. For this one, it's a bit different from ones in previous years. And actually, this particular Fine Gael thinking, it's a hell of a lot different to last year in terms of positivity and all that. We'll get into that in a little bit. But what it is doing this time is it's all pre-election thinkings. You know, the tone is very, very different. Usually it's a chance for them to kind of come together, get on message back before the Dáil term, whereas now it's leaking bits of the manifesto. It's getting out your priorities ahead of the budget, which is just in 2 or 3 weeks' time, and getting together new candidates. So this one is quite different. For example, usually it's only members of the parliamentary party, so their TDs and senators, whereas Fine Gael have brought on a whole host of their election candidates, various councillors, people who mightn't be all that well-known to the media or even all that well-known within the party, to be frank, in some of the cases, and had them all sitting at the top table with Simon Harris last night to introduce them to the party and sort of get them used to the mad race that is to come over the next few months whenever that election actually gets called. So it's an element of socialising, but it's also, this time in particular, it's setting out policy stalls. It's trying to manoeuvre the narrative ahead of the budget as well, particularly when it comes to that early childcare stuff. This was the announcement yesterday in his speech. Simon Harris wants to move towards a public childcare model. And that is something that very much would have been seen as a green policy within the government before now. And Fine Gael are sort of trying to take ownership of that and saying they'd come up with a plan in the early months of the next government if they were returned to that government. So it's narrative setting as much as anything else, I suppose.
You mentioned the mood of positivity, and it's evidenced by the bursts of laughter that we can hear in the background. This time last year, the expectation, I would have thought, was that Fine Gael and their government colleagues were heading for a period in the opposition wilderness and that Sinn Féin would be moving into government buildings. I take it things are significantly different now than they might have been 12 months ago.
They are, and you can hear even like the little bells going in the background here as they're called in almost wedding style to go into their morning session. Last year was like a funeral. It was down in Limerick. It was absolutely lashing rain. The farmers were protesting outside. Everyone was in bad form. You had TDs announcing they were retiring, creating big gaps in their constituencies. There were lots of TDs that didn't even bother coming. Such was the mood around the party. The last 2 days have been like a party. It's been like a party completely changed from last year. Everyone's in good form. There's a huge amount of positivity. There's lots of new young candidates around. People are talking about winning 2 and 3 seats in different constituencies where before they were hoping to hold on to one. I mean, Simon Harris has utterly changed the mood in the party. And there was a big slogan on all of the TV screens as they went into their sessions yesterday, new team, new energy. And that is very much what they're trying to get across. I don't know if that's going to be an election slogan. It looked very much to me to be done up like an election slogan. Certainly some PR firm had been at it before they put it up there. Not sure if it's the best election slogan in history, but it is very much the mood of positivity that the Fine Gael has around it at the minute.
Although when you talk about a new team, some of the old team I see are making a comeback. Phil Hogan back in an advisory position, likewise Francis Fitzgerald.
Yeah, definitely there in the back room. I mean, Phil Hogan has a big influence at the moment, particularly on the election prep and what's going on, and has been advising Simon Harris. Like, Harris is not afraid to bring back old advisors or old heads to give that advice behind the scenes. We've heard of even meeting with Bertie Ahern recently. So he is not afraid to take that advice there. But very much the team that they are putting forward is the new team. Although I have to say, in some areas, it's the new team look like the old team. We've got two Michael Creeds here. We've got Michael Creed, who is the former agriculture minister and TD in Cork Northwest, who is retiring. And we've got his cousin, Michael Creed, who is a councillor in that area and looking to retain the seat for the party. Creed has been on the ballot there for Fine Gael since 1967, I think, and had been a TD for all but a couple of years in that time. You then got Mark Staunton, who is the son of the retiring TD David Staunton, who is also here. He's never run for an election before, but he's running in the upcoming one to keep his dad's seat, and the party apparatus is kind of going around him there. So it's also an element of the new team looks a lot like the old team, in name at least.
Now, how does Fine Gael explain the fact that it and its government colleagues are getting away with it in relation relation to housing, because all of the polls say that that is one of the most significant issues on people's minds, yet they have regained popularity despite getting nowhere near solving the housing problem.
Well, they're making the argument that actually they have gone quite a way towards solving the housing problem, that the situation is absolutely not fixed. But Simon Harris has said it four or five times here today that when they took office, there were 7,000 homes a year being built. And this year it could be closer to 40,000 homes, that's on the up. That if you look at the number of people in his speech yesterday, I think he said 500 people every week are getting keys to their homes for the first time, and that there is definitely a move to things being fixed. It's absolutely not there. We are not fixed. It's still a massive crisis and the biggest crisis that the country faces. But it's come up here mostly as an infrastructural issue, as something that may hold back foreign direct investment or big multinationals expanding here, rather than something that is really going to be the issue that holds them back in the election. And in my own view, I mean, even just looking at people around my own age in their early 30s and my own peer groups, they're kind of falling into two groups at the minute. It's people who have bought, are just about to buy, or are there thereabouts, and then people who are absolutely nowhere near it, and they're making different decisions. They're maybe not in long-term relationships, they're emigrating, they're doing all that, and they're people who weren't likely to vote for Fine Gael anyway, whereas people who are more settled, who are there thereabouts, or who have a house and are looking at, say, the Sinn Féin policies. The one that keeps coming up here at Fine Gael is the one of getting rid of the Help to Buy scheme. It has helped an awful lot of people towards that deposit and saving that big chunk of money that they otherwise wouldn't be able to save while paying rent and everything else. And then they're also really hammering this weekend the Sinn Féin affordable home scheme. This is the one where the state would own the land under the house, and it's been mentioned by five or six different ministers as, you know, could you get a loan on it? I think the BPFI have said that you would be able to get a loan on it, and that do you actually fully own the house? So that's where their attack points are. But they kind of feel confident that, look, no, it's not fixed. It absolutely isn't perfect. But enough progress has been made among enough key demographics to change the narrative for them when it comes to the polls.
You talked about housing as a potential drag on FDI. On the topic of FDI, is there much in the way of discussion about what we should do with the 13 billion quid we just found down the back of the couch?
I think everyone has an opinion, absolutely, and they're trying to avoid giving any firm commitment on it. Certainly Simon Harris mentioned housing yesterday as something it could be used towards, mentioned infrastructure projects. The Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue has just done a media doorstep here and very expertly sidesteps the question as the minister in charge of the purse strings. He said he has ideas for it, but we'll have to speak to his government colleagues about what it would be. Very clearly, it's going to be something infrastructural. It's not going to be current spending or upping social welfare rates or whatever, or things you have to pay for every single year. It could be some big project. There's also, of course, a few of the, dare I say, more boring heads who are saying put it into an investment fund, or maybe do you pay down the debt with it. I don't think that's what will end up happening with the money. Couple of other interesting spending points here, though. For example, in the last few minutes, Heather Humphreys has flagged that a double payment on the child benefit is certainly likely to happen before Christmas. And she actually even mentioned this idea of a quadruple payment of child benefit in the first month or two of a child's life, so that when a couple has that really big expense of having a kid and everything that comes with it in the first few months, they would get that little bit extra help. Although Pascal Donoghue was giving her slightly sceptical looks about the cost of that when she was making it. So there are little points like that that are creeping in, but they're more budget speculative kites being flown than here's what we're absolutely going to do with the Apple tax money.
What about relations in the coalition? Because one of the things about the improving poll position, I assume, is that you begin to look across the bed at your coalition partner and think, well, maybe I might be able to outdo you more significantly than I once thought. Is all still rosy in the garden?
Two very different relationships, I think, in that they are essentially writing off the Greens. A lot of people I speak to, particularly in Fine Gael, are saying they don't think the Greens are going to be back as any serious force. You know, we're kind of forgetting about them. And you can even see it, I think, with the childcare thing, that they're now just cherry picking some of the Green policies that they like and putting them into their own manifesto and accepting we're going to be going on without you guys. It's different with Fianna Fáil, because even with the uptick in the polls that Fine Gael have had, they're absolutely nowhere near being a majority for the last two governments in different guises. They've had to work with Fianna Fáil through confidence and supply and then through ultimate coalition. So they know if there's going to be any return of this government, it's going to be Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil together. The interesting power dynamic is who ends up getting more seats. And that's what actually a lot of them are talking about when it comes to the election, because whoever will get the more seats would have the first bite at the rotating chair of the Taoiseach. So would it be Simon Harris staying on? Would it be Micheál Martin flipping back into the role in that kind of a situation? But I think that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are so tied together, their fortunes so tied together for the next government, that while there will be little snipes and there will be little policy differences, it's not really going to be like the bad old days where they were cutting hacks off of each other, and they sort of accept we're going to need to transfer to each other and just hope we're the larger party to have a little bit more influence.
Finally, Sean, none of them, I think, at this point are able to get within 300 yards of anybody who works in the media without getting the question, it's really going to be November for the election, isn't it, lads? You're only Cottonwood March. What's the view that you're getting from them when they're not giving the official answer?
I'm sort of impressed by the amount of different ways that my colleagues in the media have found of asking the question every single day. Kira had a very good one on this morning on Newstalk Breakfast, and Simon Harris was on. Everyone has started coming up with a different line. Look, Harris is very adamant. This government is going to run full term. And yesterday he was pressed, well, what is the definition of full term? He goes, full term is full term, which could mean March. It could, technically, running to full term would be March. But there's also a view in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil that full term could be perceived as five budgets, of having done the five big set pieces of any government, if getting the budget out of the way and then calling it. Now, there is the only slight indication I thought that Simon Harris gave was he said, well, look, I gave a commitment to go full term when Eamon Ryan and Micheál Martin met me for the first time. Eamon Ryan, of course, has gone off of the pitch. So he sort of suggested maybe if Micheál Martin changed his mind on that and came to him and said, we could actually go here, that it could be done. It does seem, talking to people in Fine Gael, Simon Harris is in a party of one when it comes to wanting this to be March, that they all want it in November. They want to go as soon as possible. I've had several TDs say they would like the election to be tomorrow while it's still a little bit bright and they could actually get out on the doors and not be stuck in the depths of winter campaigning. And then you've got, of course, some interesting questions about some of these TDs who are here. Damien English, for example, has been attending. Big question mark over whether he's actually going to run in Meath West. He's sort of the last outstanding long-term TD. He says his name is going to the convention, but we'll sort of see what that throws up next week. Sounds like he might go. So, you know, you've got everyone planning for November, but Harris, the stubborn one, just not giving us that date. How dare he?
Sean Defoe, thank you as ever. Sean Defoe, political correspondent for News Talk, and of course, host of the Let Me Explain podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.